The governor of Texas is demanding answers. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Greg Abbott says he's livid that he initially received erroneous information about the deadly school shooting in Uvalde.
It is imperative that the leaders of the investigations about exactly what happened get down to the very seconds of exactly what happened with 100% accuracy.
Authorities admit that waiting more than an hour to enter a classroom was the wrong decision.
I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can.
Stephen McCraw is director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. The law enforcement official in charge at the time of Tuesday's shooting was the chief of the school system's small police force. Ohio's governor is planning to harden every school building, and Republican Mike DeWine wants to spend a significant amount of money. He's urging lawmakers to pass his proposals, which do not include tougher gun measures. Staying in Ohio, a mixed verdict at the trial of two fraternity brothers at Bowling Green State University.
Troy Hendrickson and Jacob Crinn were acquitted of involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide, but convicted of several hazing-related counts in the March 2021 death of Stone Foltz. The 20-year-old died of alcohol poisoning after drinking an entire bottle of booze. He was found unconscious by a roommate after fraternity members dropped him off at his apartment. He died 3 days later.
Fox's Tom Graham. Prosecutors argued Foltz was pressured to finish the vodka despite defense claims that he wasn't. A violent start to the long holiday weekend in Chicago. Three people were shot and wounded last night in the South Austin neighborhood. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Millions of Americans are on the move for the holiday weekend. Those who are driving are paying a national average of just over $4.60 for a gallon of gas, according to AAA.
Across the nation, 39 million people may travel during the Memorial Day holiday, according to AAA. While they predict almost 89% of travel will take place by car, almost 8% will take a shortcut, flying to their destination. At the Miami International Airport, they expect to pass previous Memorial Weekend numbers as they are averaging 150,000 travelers a day.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell. Federal prison time for a California woman who punched a flight attendant.
A woman who admitted assaulting a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was given a 15-month federal prison sentence and ordered to pay nearly $26,000 in restitution. 29-year-old Viviana Quinones was charged with interfering with a flight crew member after prosecutors say she struck the flight attendant while airborne, breaking her teeth.
Fox's Rich Dennison. Last year, airlines reported more than 5,000 incidents involving unruly passengers. Jury deliberations will resume on Tuesday in the defamation trial pitting Johnny Depp against his ex-wife.
In closing arguments, Amber Heard's lawyer Ben Rottenborn said the statements she wrote were not false and the First Amendment protects them.
Stand up for the freedom of speech, the freedom to speak about your life that the First Amendment protects.
Depp's lawyers are asking the jury to give Mr. Depp his life back.
The evidence overwhelmingly shows that Ms. Heard is an abuser and that she is a liar.
Depp is suing Heard for an ACLU-backed op-ed piece published in the Washington Post in which she claims to be a victim of domestic abuse. It doesn't mention Depp, but his attorneys claim it toppled his career.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.